7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of
The Dubious Goals Committee.
That's right, the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, because it's 19:30, this is a non-radio, and my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. On this lovely Saturday, what is today, the 10th of December? I don't know, it's colder than hell. I woke up, it was very cold. I said, why is it so cold? And then I started looking at thermometers and stuff, and I discovered that, oh, it's one of those days. We had a 20 degree swing. And when I say 20 degrees, I do mean Celsius. It was 10 degrees yesterday. Actually, it got a little bit warmer than that in the afternoon. And of course, it's negative 10 degrees right now. It was a little bit cooler when I woke up. Wow. So I'm just drinking some tea. And I'm trying to stay warm. And I'm warm. Because today I've come to the Kitty Kabuki. That's right, it's Kitty Kabuki Day here on the Dubious Goals Committee. If you're unfamiliar with kabuki, it is a traditional Japanese performing art. It's theater, and you know how much I love theater. And so, yeah, we're waiting for everything to start here still. We're in the, if this was an American play, what would you call this part? This is the... Oh, now the overture. Thank you. My brain is not melting. It's solid. Completely solid, or at least gelatinous. Right, so, here we are. And what play are we going to watch today at the Kitty Kabuki? Oh, and by the way, if you're not familiar with the concept of kitties, a kitty is a small cat. Felix, I don't remember. So this is Kitty Kabuki, where all the actors are in fact cats, and they're doing the traditional Japanese play Yoshitsune Senbon Neko Mono. I can't speak Japanese, so desu ka, so it's hard for me to pronounce words like Yoshitsune Senbon Neko Mono. That means Yoshitsune, that's a guy's name, and the 10,000 cat demons, or the cat monsters. Senbon 10,000 Neko Mono. Kitty monsters. Yeah, so this is an old, very traditional story. Oh, it's delicious. Where the hero cat, Yoshitsune, he's got to battle 10,000 kitty monsters. And it's going to be oh so very dramatic. Ugh. So, right. I'm a little stiff this morning because it was so cold. I was having some twinges in my leg last night. And I was getting a little bit worried, especially when I sneezed, but then nothing happened. And I thought, wow, my doctor is a genius. I can sneeze now. I can actually sneeze, and my whole body doesn't seize up, and oh, this is amazing. So, yeah, I got a little bit worried when my leg was getting a little tense. And it feels like I almost had like a back cramp last night, but then it went away. I thought it was going to get weird, and then it didn't. So I was very happy about that. I'm like, wow, My muscles didn't completely seize up. It's a freaking miracle. Yes, it's the small things in my life that I appreciate the most. Oh, and guess what? The lights are getting dim, a little bit dimmer. I think the action's gonna start here. I think this starts off, if I remember correctly, the cart comes in and Yoshitsune has to approach the guards of the Lord. Okay, wait, here we go. Kitty Kabuki time. Oh, what? Oh, it's an amazing set. Oh, look at those cool props. Oh, here's Yoshitsune. Yeah, he's tough. Oh, and he's got some loyal retainers. I forget their names. Oh, and they're impressed with each other's swords and finery. Wow. Oh, this is an interesting turn of events. They have found a bottle of sake. Oh, they're gonna... Wait, I missed that part. Oh, yeah, they're gonna... They're gonna sit around and drink because they can and nobody else is gonna bother them under this particular tree. Unless, of course, some of the cats of the evil warlord show up. Yeah, huh. Absolutely fascinating. Yeah, okay. And now, after polishing off all that sake, Yoshitsune and his loyal retainers are going to go to the home of the daimyo. I'm not clear why. Oh, no, he did say something about the girl. Yeah, so apparently they're going to... Wait, what are these guys talking about? Okay, yeah, okay. Oh, I get it. They're mount... Okay, then there they go. Exit stage right. Yoshitsune and his loyal retainers are now going to go to the house of the daimyo to rescue the princess. And the princess is being held there under ransom and something about the sacrifice. I'm not sure. Like I said, I don't really speak Japanese. I just gotta kind of follow along. So yeah, Kitty Kabuki. That's what we're doing today. And drinking tea. Because they serve a wonderful tea here at the Kitty Kabuki. And I just spilled it all over my fan. Ugh, this isn't good. Okay, oh, that's right, I had to use the paper towels to clean up the kitty bar from this morning. Okay, so here we go. What kind of tea are we drinking today? Oh, delicious Jinjin Mei. Wow, only the best here at Kitty Kabuki. Absolutely delicious. Oh, I had a weird dream last night. Or this morning, however you want to look at it. I'm not sure what was going on. But in my dream, I was somewhere in a basement, and I was exiting the basement. I was leaving, and I was walking up the stairs. And as I was walking up the stairs, somebody said, they sort of shouted behind me, "Tobe, it's Sunt." And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And then I woke up. Apparently, I was in a basement, and I was, I don't know, I was translating something into Latin, which is peculiar because I don't speak Latin. And I like I said, I can't remember how this all started, this dream, but it sort of felt like when I was walking up the stairs, I sort of thought I was at the old roller rink. The roller rink that we skated at when I was a little kid. And strangely enough, I don't live very far away from it. I mean, we could be there in like 2 minutes. It's no longer a roller rink. Well, actually, it sort of is. It's a long story. It's no longer a commercial roller rink. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway. It was down in the basement below a strip mall. And you had to go down these big stairs to get down there and come back up. And those were sort of the stairs, I think, in my dream. I was walking up the stairs. And I remember I was using the handrail on the left, which is unusual. And that's when somebody said, Tobe, no, it's Sunt. And then I woke up. And then when I woke up, I thought, you know, it's weird because wouldn't I have known that one? Wouldn't I have known the conjugation / declination of the verb to be? I mean, isn't that the first one you learn in every language? Yeah, right? So, yeah, it turns out I'm a terrible Latin translator.
Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot my favorite man sitting over there. His name is
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. 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 Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Bob Doubleina, won't you quit? You really make me sick with your fraudulent behavior. You're gonna make me flip and then an army couldn't save you. Why don't you behave, you little rugrat? Take a little tip from the tabloid. Because I know I'm not paranoid. When I say I saw you trying to mock me, now you and your crew are on a mission trying to hawk me. But it isn't happening, you fraudulent foes. You used to front big time, now I suppose that everything's cool since the style of apparel you adopted. You used to make fun of, but now you wanna rock it. So you gotta kick it with the homies. But DEL is already hip to your cronies. Me and CMP thought about this, and never have we seen a brother who would hover like Mr. Doubleina.
Doubleina. It's all on the mind and the heart, so you should start by remembering you gotta pay a fee, Doubleina.
Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Oh, I am stupid. Mr. Bob Doubleina.
待たないやだやだやだもうもうそのバグった 3D ゲームみたいな走り方かわいい。
もう誰にでも言ってるでしょそれ。もうやだプレイボーイプレイボーイブブブブブブブブブ
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tatars.
Let's go. hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at
that. Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
Quaffio.
Who?
Hiya.
Quaffio?
Oh, it's just ridiculous to think that Gerald Bald Z wants perfect hair forever. People are not going to call him Quaffio. Nobody calls him Quaffio. So anyway, what are we doing? I'm drinking tea. And I'm watching the Kitty Kabuki, and I'm starting to think about what I want for lunch after all of this is over. You know, I was sort of thinking about going with some more turkey sandwiches, but I've had turkey sandwiches for 2 days in a row. Maybe I should eat that baked potato. But I kind of still want to have turkey sandwiches because they're so delicious, and I had a really good one yesterday. Because yesterday's turkey sandwich, and yes, I only made one, by which I mean a half, but, you know, I didn't cut anything. The bread was just too small. And if you're unfamiliar with the small bread, listen to yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee and a very accurate sandwich report. I toasted the bread a little bit yesterday. I put it in the toaster and I watched it, and before it got too toasty, but a little bit still, a little kind of toasty, I pushed the button, the toast popped up. Yes, and that somehow made my sandwich a little bit better. And if you're wondering, no, I did not put any crispy fried onions on my turkey sandwich. I'm not going there. I'm not taking it in that direction. Well, maybe I will. Now that I'm starting to think about that a little bit, I'm kind of thinking, meh, maybe that is something that I want to do. Should I put crispy fried onions on a turkey sandwich? Does that make any sense at all? I guess deep down it doesn't have to make a whole hell of a lot of sense, because guess what's about to happen? Oh, that's right, it's time for the candy report. What kind of candy and how many did I eat last night? Well, last night just happened to be another mango freakout night. Oh yeah, because I had to start off with the Kasugai mango flavored gummy. And when that was about, I don't know, a quarter of the way finished, I had to bolster the flavor with this mango haichu. And it's just an American mango haichu, not a JDM. And since those go faster than the gummies, I had to pop another haichu in my mouth to, you know, bolster the flavor. And then once that one was starting to weasel down, aha, that's right, the mango poo chow. Oh, so it was four pieces of candy. Every single one of them was mango flavored, because I love mango, because I have candy love for mango. Candy, 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 sweetie, sweetie, girls love. Chewing, 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 chewing. And that's been the candy report for today, December 10th, from the Kitty Kabuki. Oh, they're probably mad that I just did a candy report during their show.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Yeah. It's too good. I'm too sexy for my beef. Oh, That's a first world problem right there, kids.
Hello, my name is Conan Elliott, and I'm director of instruction here at Camas Meadows Golf Club in Camas, Washington. Today, we're going to talk about how to clean golf balls. The materials we need for this today is a dirty golf ball, a towel, a ball washer, and you're off and rolling. I've seen a lot of people literally spit on them, wipe them on their pants or on their towel. Yeah, your wife may not like that, or your mom may not like that too much. So most golf courses do have what we call a par aid at each tee box, which is simply a ball washer. You literally take this dirty ball, just pull up on it. There's a little slot for your ball. And just pump up and down. There's brushes in there with water, and it'll scrub your ball down pretty good. When you come up, it'll pop back out. Pull your ball out. There's a towel there, usually to wipe it off with. And it's all nice and clean. This is Conan Elliott, and that's how to clean your golf balls.
Oh, I have to agree. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to golf ball season already. I'm already kind of thinking, geez, I wish I was down in the creek today instead of sitting around here in the kitty kabuki. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy kitty kabuki, but yeah, I'd rather be outside. I'd rather be outside, but it's super duperty cold, and yeah, so I don't get to go outside today. It's just all kitty kabuki all day until they break for lunch, which I think is coming up here in a couple minutes. Trying to figure out where we are in the story here. The daimyo has given one ryo, that's, you know, an entire year's worth of rice to the miko. And the miko, this is the part of the plot that I can't really figure out, because what is she supposed to do with the year's supply of rice, which isn't really a year's supply of rice, it's just this, you know, gold coin. But, you know, it's not important. What is more important is the decision I need to make. Baked potato or turkey sandwich with potato chips and a pickle. Or I could have baked potato with butter and sour cream, salt, black pepper, white pepper, pepperoni, chives. Did I say sour cream? And of course the crispy fried onions. I don't know. But then there's the whole question of what about putting the crispy fried onions on the turkey sandwich, Tobe? You know, and you know, that's just crazy talk. That's just crazy talk. But I'm thinking about putting pepperoni on it. I'm thinking, last night I was thinking, maybe you should make a fried pepperoni sandwich, and I had like a grilled cheese sandwich, but then, no. But if I do, you'll hear all about it tomorrow on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, holidays and weekends included, right here on Anon Radio. And now it's over. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Love.